This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Chilkat weaving is a traditional practice by Indigenous people in the Northwest Coast. The intricate design often represents a woven record documenting history and clan migration. In Juneau, Alaska, one weaver wanted to create a work of art to reflect the COVID-19 pandemic. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Lily Hope is a weaver, and she's been busy creating a commissioned Chilkat blanket, a process which can take upwards of 2 years. But recently, she made something else on a much tighter deadline at home, after she learned about an opportunity to create art about what's going on right now. In early April, First American Art Magazine sent a call out for Indigenous artists to create masks, similar to the ones worn to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
It was so intense to weave it on my floor with my children around me.
Her piece is called Chilkat Protector. It's made from merino wool and cedar bark warp. Two ermine tails graze the cheeks. The mask covers the nose and the mouth. In their place are the distinct ovoid shapes of the Chilkat face, an expression that's confident and reassuring. The mask isn't something to be worn in the grocery store. It's a work of art reflective of survival. Hope says it also represents foundational thinking to Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people.
And really, like my aunt said it the best, that the mask serves to record that we took care of each other during this time.
The piece has received an enthusiastic response online, and Hope received a Judge's Choice Award from First American Art Magazine. And while she was happy her mask was recognized in the exhibition, she thinks the art world still has a ways to go until it fully accepts Chilkat weaving into the fold.
A carved mask wins over the beadwork, over the quill work, over the weaving. And I love First American Art for putting it into the world, but I'm like, that is the constant conversation. Men's work is fine art and recognized as best of show, and women's work is still hustling to catch up.
But Chilkat Protector seems to be changing that. The Burke Museum in Seattle recently acquired it. And Hope says, for the first time in her career, she's created a commission calendar for other museums which have shown interest in her weaving another COVID-19-inspired mask. I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.
Virtual art classes were recently held as a therapeutic tool to help people cope with emotions during COVID-19. The interactive series featured Native artists combining creativity and company to help promote wellness. China Lockett has more about the virtual class.
About a dozen people from across the state tune into a video chat as Michael Tuples gives instructions.
I want to invite everybody to grab an object from their house. It could be anything, salt shaker, an apple.
He asks everyone to draw an object with whatever medium they have, pencil, pen, crayons, and he joins in. After 15 minutes, Tuples sets down his tools and asks,
"How's everyone feeling?"
This prompt is what makes the class unique. It's not about learning to draw. It's about bringing people together and doing something fun and relaxing during the pandemic. Golnessa Ashe Ghali facilitates the class. She reads off some answers from participants.
Says feeling accomplished. Thank you.
Ashe Ghali works with the Racing Magpie Art Gallery. She also works with South Dakota's branch of the National Alliance on Mental Health, or NAMI. It's an organization that provides education and support to people with mental illness.
Creating, whether it's writing or drawing or painting, like, is an opportunity to tap into oneself. And to be able to do that safely, because you have control, like you have your foot on the gas and the brake, and you can decide how deep you want to go, when you need to pull back, how you want to engage, especially if workshops are being facilitated safely and consciously.
I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on distance learning at aihec.org. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.